Epilogue. Helen Commando's HQ, home, forums. Important bus monitor situation. Sticky. Posted by Bucky, 1956, on February 10th, 2014. I'm going to flagrantly plagiarize Due South here and say, for reasons that don't bear further exploration at this juncture, it's come to our attention that in a post-Battle of New York world, we've gone full comic book logic. Our faithful and presumed deceased leader, PC, who we all mourned, some of us a lot, Phil, is apparently not dead and has, like a troll, been hanging around this forum under the moniker Bus Monitor. PC has made a number of attempts to justify this soap opera-level bullshit under the banner of national security, but I took an informal vote in the mod channel, and we've decided that is hot bottled garbage. Pursuant to this, PC is banned hereby, forthwith, and until we stopped being pissed. Which does not seem to be anytime soon, because I cashed out my frequent flyer miles, Phil. God, you fucking dick! Two. Buck. Bucky, 1956, at yahoo.com. Dum-dum. Dum-dee-dum-dum, at gmail.com. From PC. Loyal to the dream, at hushmail.com. Subject: guys, come on. While I completely understand your feelings of anger, and recognize that, without context, because it's classified, this was all extremely upsetting, you have to admit that it's been several months, and it's extremely petty and childish to continue banning me from my own forum. And if you two persist on banning me from my own forum, can you please at least handle the rapidly shit-spiraling historical debate thread? There's a Doge meme in there. PC. 2. PC. Loyal to the dream at hushmail.com. CC. Dum dum. Dum dee dum dum dum. At gmail.com. From Bucky, 1956, at yahoo.com. Subject: re. Guys, come on. Good job totally failing to even pretend to be sorry about this, you giant fuckstick. You big stick of fucks. What the fuck, man? We really thought you were dead. David fucking wrote Captain America about your dumb ass. Jesus Christ, did you fake your death with Cap 2? You motherfucker. 3. Commando's HQ. Home. Forums. 2014 banned list updated. Sticky. Posted by Bucky, 1956, on May 2nd, 2014. Ketchumall 67. Conduct. 6969 Balls. Conduct. Cleveland Rocks 23. Conduct. Bus Monitor. For faking his death. Pinstripes. Dum Dum cried over you. Half Windsor. Skythlord's dog is traumatized because of you. JC. We know your middle name too, asshole. Pussy Riot. Excessive posting. Regional MGMT. Phil, we figured out your over-identification with the office when you started calling that guy you had a crush on at work, Pam. Arrow dipped in blood. Underage. Get I 0WH0. Conduct. Excessive posting. Super Nanny. Nobody admits to watching that show other than you, Coulson. Capsicool. Phil, just stop. Pencil Pusher. Phil, no. It was for national security. Nope. Brad Howell. 425-887-9122. Motherfucker! David Lazinski, 919-412-8434. ? Brad Howell, 425-887-9122. That asshole just mailed me back the fucking mug he eBay sniped from me. Brad Howell, 425-887-9122. Did he send you anything? Brad Howell, 425-887-9122. He's resorting to bribery, and I'm not a strong man, Lizinski. David Lizinski, 919-412-8434. So, I am suddenly more motivated to go pick up the package that the mailroom says they're holding for me. BRB. David Lizinski, 919-412-8434. Scream! It's a replica cap shield that's signed! Scream! Brad Howell, 425-887-9122. Shit, fuck, goddamn. Barton, withheld. Dude. Stephen G. Rogers, withheld. Hi, Clint. Barton, withheld. Are you giving Coulson cap shit to bribe his creepy forum friends with? Stephen G. Rogers, withheld. No. Barton, withheld. Barton, withheld. Barton, withheld. Oh my god, what a fucking freak, Steve! I think he can forge your signature! Barton, withheld. Like, perfectly! Stephen G. Rogers, withheld. I don't even want to know. Stephen G. Rogers, withheld. How is the jet? And the team? Barton, withheld. There's something wrong with Ward, and Katie Kate stole my dog and ran off to LA. Barton, withheld. But otherwise it's good. Barton, withheld. It's really good. The end. Reader's notes. Thank you to Reach Proof Rock for having blanket permission to record their fic. It's been a journey recording this. I've never done this, like, recording chapters as their posted thing before. And it was really interesting to do. And left me, you know, just as unsure what was going to happen as I was reading as, you know, readers were. So it was definitely interesting. If you'd like to read this fic online, it can be found at archiveofourown.org/works/1040826. If you'd like to download this podfic, it can be found at paddockaproductions.com. Thanks for listening.